KBMW.
All right, back here in studio, 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. 70 degrees right now, this Juneteenth, June the 19th, and my name is Dabla with you till 11 o'clock today. Andrew Zimmel down with Wapton Post 20 in Omaha, Nebraska, and that game getting underway right now. If you want to catch that, it's on our sister station, B92.7. Well, in here, our Monday talk around, Katie Ruber from the Wapton Chamber. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Didn't know if I'd see you today.
Oh, I'm sure.
It is
up.
A holiday,
yeah.
and here you are. And we're talking about, well, we're talking about a lot of things. You got a big event coming up this week here downtown. Tell us
downtown.
About this.
It is the Summer Wine Walk Week.
Mm-hmm.
Happening on Thursday, the 22nd. From 4 to 8. It's extended another hour this year. Usually it's 5 to 8, but
right.
today, this week, it is 4,
we're going 4 to 8.
8.
With the heat, we might need it.
Ugh, right on.
So what happens during a wine walk? What's going on at business?
So people come down to Heritage Square, say hello to me. I give them a little passport, and they go to each of the businesses on the list. And there's healing arts, healing arts chiropractic, there's just a whole list of them. There's 10 of them that you have to go visit, and they get a little stamp or they sign their name, I think is what they're going to do this year. The businesses usually have a little, you know, whether they do discounts or they have a little wine for you to drink or something. It's up to the businesses. They encourage people to come into the door and do a little shopping and patron the business.
Right.
And then if you get all of your stamps, so you visit all 10 businesses that are on the list, then you come to the City Brew and we draw for a big gift basket.
How nice is that?
Yeah. And then there's also consolation prizes for people who didn't quite get all of them. And they are nice. Most of them are chamber bucks, but then the big gift basket, there's wine, there's gift cards from the businesses around town. It is a pretty sweet deal. But you got to be there.
Yeah.
At the City Brew at 8:30.
Okay.
In order to get the prize.
All right.
So, $10 per person. But you got to come and pick it up at the Heritage Square.
Mm-hmm.
Come visit me. Say hello. And it's just a fun night out. It's going to be hot.
Yeah.
But it's summer. We don't have a whole lot of this left.
This is where we lie. Now, like I said, after this last winter, I'm not going to complain about
Absolutely
the heat.
Absolutely not. So we're looking forward to seeing people's faces and getting people out and about around town. And we're very excited about it.
And you don't have to be a wine connoisseur to enjoy this.
You don't, because it's, you know, not every business will have, if they choose to do, you know, games instead of wine, that's okay too.
Right.
But the only stipulation is you do have to be over 21.
Right. So. To participate in that.
You
Absolutely.
Yep.
And then again, show up at City
at
Brew
City
Hall at
Brew.
8:30.
And I think there's actually a band playing that night too. So not only will you get to see my mug, but you'll get to hear the music too.
And you can do some dancing. So if you win, you can do some dancing.
Yeah.
So that is a really, really nice prize, that gift basket.
Yeah, it is. It
the
truly
end of the
is.
Night.
Yep.
Let's talk quickly about Chalkfest 2
Chalk
coming
Fest
up.
Is
Still
coming
looking
up.
For volunteers?
Yes, absolutely. Anybody who wants to come down, help set up, I could use all the help I could probably get.
It's going to be a big one this
year.
Yeah,
it's going to be. It's going to be hot. It's going to be fun. And, you know, people are really looking forward to it. I am so excited to get up and running. And it's coming fast.
Really
it's
quick.
July 8 and 9, all weekend long. It's an open forum, so come on over.
Absolutely.
You know, I know there's snow cones, there's caricature artists, there's so much to do. In addition to looking at all of these spectacular artists, I think there's like 15, 17 this year, something like
and
that.
And we'll get Sean in here, too, once he gets to town, too.
Yeah.
We'll get him in here on air.
Yeah.
So. And he usually brings a couple of his artist friends with him, too, which is
incredible.
Really great.
Incredible,
so,
yeah.
Looking forward to that event.
Yep.
Katie, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Stay cool. Out there and enjoy the weather, all right?
You got it.
Katie Ruber from Wapton Breckenridge Chamber. We talk with Katie every Monday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.